The Court of Appeal for British Columbia has overturned a conditional sentence order imposed by a Surrey provincial court judge for a stabbing and replaced it with jail time after finding the lower court judge applied excessive weight on how a prison sentence would affect the offender's immigration status. The Crown successfully appealed the CSOJ 1 Lee had received on April 17, 2025, involving 2 years less a day of house arrest for aggravated assault and possession of a dangerous weapon after Lee pleaded guilty. Lee had also been sentenced to 3 years probation following the CSO. Justice Christopher Grauer noted in his August 22 reasons for judgment delivered in Vancouver that Lee stabbed his victim twice, without provocation, relentlessly pursuing him and causing serious injuries. Lee is not a Canadian citizen but has permanent resident status. Grauer noted the CSO ordered by the Surrey judge avoided Lee's collateral immigration consequences, preserving his right of review for inadmissibility to Canada. The Crown argued at appeal that the Surrey judge placed excessive weight on collateral immigration consequences and imposed a sentence that was demonstrably unfit, Grauer noted in his reasons. The appeal court judge in turn decided a fit sentence is 42 months in prison minus 102 days credit for time served. Justices Joyce DeWitt Van Austin and Lisa Warren concurred. Lee stabbed his victim in the arm with a knife, pursued him into a building and stabbed him again, causing serious injury. The victim required 18 stitches to repair his arm wound, and 50 staples from his groin to his chest to close the abdominal wound, Grauer noted. The court heard the middle-aged victim was smoking a cigarette outside his social housing complex in Surrey when he spotted Lee taking the cover off a motorcycle he knew belonged to another resident. He asked Lee, then 23, what he was doing and Lee replied, "Mind your own business, old man," and pulled out a knife with a 6-inch blade. When the victim attempted to return to his building, the respondent stabbed him in the arm. The victim then retreated into the lobby of his building. The respondent followed him inside, left, then pursued him once again. In the building, the respondent backed the victim into a stairwell and stabbed him in the abdomen. The respondent then told the victim, "Better get on your knees and say you're sorry," Grauer stated in his reasons. The court also heard that 2 months before the stabbing, Lee threatened a SkyTrain passenger with a switchblade, demanded his cell phone and told him, "I could have taken your life right there." Because he's not a citizen, Lee is deemed inadmissible to Canada after being convicted in this country of a crime punishable by a maximum prison term of at least 10 years, but a CSO is not deemed to be a term of imprisonment to this end. Consequently, while the respondent's conviction exposes him to a removal order, a sentence of imprisonment for more than 6 months would deprive him of any right to appeal that removal order to the Immigration Appeal Division, Grauer explained. Preserving his right of appeal while imposing a sentence of more than 6 months could be accomplished only by a CSO. The Crown's position is that the judge was led into error by attempting to preserve the respondent's right of appeal, resulting in a demonstrably unfit sentence. The Crown sought a 4-year prison sentence while the defense argued for a CSO of 2 years less a day in probation. The Surrey judge in passing sentence said he gave careful consideration to how deportation without review would follow a jail sentence of 6 months or more as per the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. He observed this doesn't apply to a CSO. Mr. Lee knows nothing of Australia, his country of birth. He has no family connections or other supports there. I have struggled to determine the weight I should attach to these immigration consequences in fashioning a fit sentence, the provincial court judge noted in passing sentence. The immigration consequence of deportation without review is a key individual circumstance that differentiates Mr. Lee from other offenders, although not punishment per se. For Mr. Lee, it may be almost as life-changing and impactful as the punishment itself. The Surrey judge decided that, in light of Mr. Lee's rehabilitative efforts since his release on bail and the risk assessment, service of the sentence in the community would not endanger the safety of the community. The higher court, however, found the judge had used the collateral immigration consequences at issue here to reduce the respondent's sentence to the point where it became disproportionate to both the gravity of the offense and the moral blameworthiness of the offender. As I see it, Service of this sentence in the community would very much endanger the community's safety, Grauer found. The risk was not one that should be taken. But even if a CSO would not endanger the community's safety, this would still result in a sentence that unreasonably departs from the fundamental principle of proportionality. Meantime, on August 26, conservative immigration critic Michelle Rempel Garner issued a statement related to this case. It shouldn't have taken a long, expensive appeal by the Crown for the victim of this horrendous attack to get the justice he deserves. Non-citizens convicted of a crime should face the same consequences as Canadian citizens, and when they are convicted of serious crimes, they should be deported. End of story, she stated in a press release. This is why conservatives will do what the soft-on-crime liberals will not. Table a bill to end the two-tier practice of judges considering immigration status when sentencing non-citizens.